Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got some great bluegrass lined up to play you. A mixture of sort of old-timey bluegrass, early days stuff, people like Red Allen and Frank Wakefield, some Doc Watson, and a bit of newer bluegrass, Kentucky Bluebells, got some Aussie bluegrass, Simpson and Kane. We've got some Audie Blaylock and Redline. In fact, we're going to hear them just about straight away. We've got all sorts of things to listen to. Audie Blaylock and Redline, great group. Audie Blaylock plays guitar, sings lead. Patrick McAvenue plays fiddle or mandolin. Reed Jones plays bass. Evan Ward plays banjo. Sort of young looking band. Audie is getting in his middle years, I guess you'd say that. And he plays great bluegrass music. This is from an album called The Road That Winds. We're going to hear a couple of songs. Listen to that music in the background there. We're going to hear a couple of songs from Audie, The Tie That Binds, and then the title track, The Road That Binds. Let's have a listen to Audie.
Does the past hold to your heart like some lover in disguise? Is it an anchor to your soul in a time full of lies? Is it comfort? Is it safety? Your own promised land? Do you feel no affection for the falling of the sand? Is your eye on the horizon at the dawning of the day, when others can't find words? Do you know what to say? Have you tamed your own tomorrow? Does it heed your shouting voice? Does the illusion of so easily acquired. They will bind you to this moment like a dreamer to his dream. In spite of our intentions, life is never what it seems. These are
stars align. They are
Have you found what you've been looking for? Across the road, it always winds. Keep your eyes on what's in front of you. You just don't know what you might find. Sometimes the road less traveled takes you where might find. Life is full of missed chances, broken hearts, and steep regrets. Double takes and stolen glances may be the one you don't forget. Have you found what you've been looking for? Across the road, it always winds. Keep your eyes on what's in front of you. You just don't know what you might find.
Audie Blaylock and Redline, what a great group they are, with some classic bluegrass sounds here. Now, we've got a little bit of a treasure here. This album is Frank Wakefield and Red Allen, the WDON Recordings 1963. And they are the recordings that Red Allen, Frank Wakefield, Tom Morgan and Pete Geikendahl made for a radio station in 1963 that was putting out a bluegrass program. And all the recordings were kept, and we're fortunate enough to have them. The early 1960s were hard days for bluegrass. The late 1950s were even harder. We've had some music from the Stanley Brothers in the late 1950s where they did some real classic bluegrass music, but it was just hard following on from rock and roll. And some of the bands were getting together and just playing the music wherever they could. And this is what Red Allen, Frank Wakefield did for this radio program. Red Allen had done some work with the Osborne Brothers. He's got one of the best bluegrass voices, some say the best bluegrass voice, certainly along with Carter Stanley, is the classic bluegrass sound. And Frank Wakefield, nice voice for singing, softer voice, a real Bill Monro follower in terms of mandolin playing, as well as being a very inventive mandolin playing, particularly in later years. But he firmly based his playing on Bill Monro and absolutely mastered that idiom. Tom Morgan, playing bass in the band, wonderful player. He'd worked with the Country Gentlemen, and he'd worked with various local bands around the Washington, D.C. area, and he was a luthier and made instruments as well. Pete Geikendahl, the banjo player, is playing some lovely banjo on these recordings. Pete was the managing editor of Bluegrass Unlimited, that wonderful magazine that kept bluegrass alive, certainly for all those people who don't live in the bluegrass country of the southeastern United States. And I avidly read every Bluegrass Unlimited from cover. I got it right from the early days, and I've got heaps of them still stacked up at home and don't know what I'll do with them. But Pete also played some very nice banjo, so it's pretty hard to select a couple of tracks. The recording quality is, of course, not up to today's standards. These were probably recorded live around a couple of mics in the radio studio, but they give you an idea of the intensity of the bluegrass that they were playing. Frank Wakefield, Red Allen, they didn't have a band name as far as I know. Here's some radio recordings from 1963. You'll Always Be My Blue Eye Darling, and then the instrumental version of Old Joe Clark, where you'll really hear Frank Wakefield's Bill Monro style mandolin playing.
You'll always be my blue eye darling.
my blue skies now have turned to gray. Alone I'll hang my head in sorrow. No other one will take your place. You'll always be my blue-eyed darling. I'll always love you as today. But when you left me for another, you broke my heart a million ways.
That's Frank Wakefield playing some Bill Monroe-style mandolin on old Joe Clark. Often when you did your radio shows, you did short songs, really, and most of the stuff on that album is less than 2 minutes. We'll hear a little bit more later on in the program. Two good friends in Australia, Ian Simpson and John Kane. They were the core of the Flying Emus, sort of super bluegrass group in the 1980s in Australia. They played some fine music. Ian Simpson spent a lot of time working with the Slim Dusty Show, and I've played music with Ian several times, and it's always good fun. Great banjo player and a great guitarist as well, and anything else you want to do. And John Kane, wonderful guitarist, one of the lead vocalists for the Flying Emus, and is also a good old-time clawhammer-style banjo player. They put out an album called Banjo Australis. Well, that's sort of what they call the group, really, Banjo Australis, and the album was called Under the Milky Way, and they did a whole bunch of sort of Australian tunes with banjo. So we're going to hear Waltzing Matilda from them. Have a listen. Great banjo.
Thank you.
Well, wasn't that good fun? Ian Simpson and John Cain with Waltzing Matilda. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you some of the music that I just find absolutely delightful. Let's listen to Nashville Bluegrass Band, Tear My Still House Down.
Put no stone at my head, no flowers on my tomb, no gold-plated sign in a marble-pillared room. There's one thing I want when they lay me in the ground. When I die, tear my still house down. When I was a lad, way back in the hills, tended those stills, but that old mountain shine, it caught me somehow. When I die, tear my still house down. Oh, tear my still house down. Let it go to rust, don't leave no trace of the hiding place where you made that evil stuff. For all my time and money, no profit did I see. That old copper kitten was the death of me.
Do it right, don't they? They've got the marvellous harmonies. Pat Enright singing lead and Alan O'Brien with that tenor in there. Sounds just magic. And that was a Gillian Welsh song, Tear My Still House Down. When I first started listening to bluegrass music, I enjoyed the singing of Mac Wiseman, and I actually had a 10-inch LP of his, sort of like a mini. I think it had four tunes each side or five tunes each side. And that was lent to me by a country music fan who found this album and decided that I'd like it better because it had some banjo on it. And Mac Wiseman, he just had a lovely, relaxed-sounding voice, not certainly not a hillbilly-type voice, did all sorts of songs. And I've got this album called Walt Sings Mac, and it's a man called Walt Crider, put out an album. He obviously likes Mac Wiseman as much as I do. He's got a better voice with Walt, and so he's done a tribute to Mac Wiseman. Mac was called the voice with the heart, and Walt Crider does a fine job of some of Mac's tunes, and we're going to hear a couple of them. One, A Little White Church, which is always one of my favourite Mac Wiseman songs, and then Travel This Lonesome Road, which is a tune that Mac did when he was singing with the Bill Munro Bluegrass and the Bluegrass Boys. Walt Crider singing Mac Wiseman.
There's a little white church in the valley that stands in my memory each day. And it seems I can hear the bells now ring, though I am many miles away. And many times in church on Sunday morning, the whole countryside would gather there. They would all kneel down by the altar as they lifted up their voice in prayer. Oh, the church in the valley, that little white church is the place. I love so well. Now I'm sad and lonely, yes, I'm sad and lonely for that little white church in the dell. Sing the old song, Rock of Ages, Christ, let me hide myself in thee. And I know some of them are now waiting just over the dark and stormy sea. I know their troubles have all ended, and happy forever they will be. They are waiting and watching up yonder for the coming home of you and me. Oh, the church in the valley, that little white church is the place I love so well. Now I'm sad and lonely, yes, I'm sad and lonely for that little white church in the dell. So well, now I'm sad and lonely, yes, I'm sad and lonely for that little white church in the dell. This lonesome road, oh, how I hate to go. The wind and storms are raging high, and it's awful cold. My mind drifts back to you, sweetheart, and I love you so. Now you've gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road. I remember, dear, not too long ago, you said you'd be my own. I never thought you'd go away and leave me all alone. Sweetheart grows old. Now you've gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road. I'm traveling down this lonesome road, oh, how I hate to go. The wind and storms are raging high, and it's awful cold. My mind drifts back to you, sweetheart, and I love you so. Now you've gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road. Search 10,000 miles, oh, how I need you, dear. You broke my heart and left me here. Now I'm a growing old. Why'd you go and leave me here to travel this lonesome road? I'm traveling down this lonesome road, oh, how I hate to go. The wind and storms are raging high, and it's awful cold. My mind drifts back to you, sweetheart, and I love you so. Now you've gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road. long road, oh, how I hate to go. The wind and storms are raging high, and it's awful cold. My mind gets back to you, sweetheart, and I love you so. Now you've gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road.
That was Mr. Walt Crider doing his tribute to Mack Wiseman, and sounds quite a bit like Mack, but not quite the same as Mack Wiseman. But that's just good fun bluegrass music to play. I'll try and dig out some real Mack Wiseman for you. Coming up, bluegrass events. We've just had Back Porch Bluegrass for March, and we had a very good fun day at the Silverdale Normal School Common Room Hall, where lots of people came and played some bluegrass music. Next April, the fourth Sunday of April, we've got Waikanae group Legal Tender, Ian Campbell, Moira Howard playing, and they always do a fine job of playing music, and we're delighted to have them at Back Porch Bluegrass. So come along and see them, you'll enjoy them. But coming up this weekend on the Sunday afternoon at my place in Hamilton, New Zealand, we've got Hot Diggity, New Zealand's only all-girl bluegrass band, and they do a fine job of playing bluegrass music as well as some really nice material. We're having our outdoor concert. We just hope the weather's going to be good, otherwise we'll have to go inside. But we've got our own little mini bluegrass festival with Hot Diggity, and if you still want to get tickets for that, you can still do it. You just need to write in to me and then pay on the day. Write in to Paul Trenwith, PaulTrenwith at gmail.com, and give me your details, and we'll talk about getting in to the concert and what you need to know about it. Have a great time with Hot Diggity this coming Sunday, April the 2nd. Oh, let's have a little bit of old-time music now. This was recorded in the 1970s by Doc Watson, and he's always been a man of eclectic tastes. He's done a lot of old-time music. He's done a lot of modern songs, just whatever suits his style of playing. And this is an old Jimmy Rogers song called In the Jailhouse Now.
I had a friend named Campbell. He'd cheat and steal and gamble, and I guess he tried most everything low down. He was out tomcatting one night when he started a great big fight, and then a big policeman came and snapped him down. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. I told him once or twice to quit drinking gin and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. The yodelay, yodelay, oh, yodelay, the yodelay, oh, the yodelay, hey, the yodelay. Bill broke out one day, I guess he thought he'd get away, but at the railroad station they took him by the arm. The chief said, I've come for you, and Bill said, now this won't do, because Bill Campbell never was my name. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Oh yes, he broke out, and all over town the fool walked about. He's in the jailhouse now. Then I met Bill's old gal Sadie, and she said,
have you seen my baby?
And I told her he was downtown in the can. Little Sadie, she started fussing. She went down to the jailhouse a-cussing. She says, I've come down here to get my man. She's in the jailhouse now. She's in the jailhouse now. So you can got thrown in the can, she's in the jailhouse now. I went out last Tuesday, met a sweet little gal named Susie. I'd say she was the sweetest thing around. She started the calling me honey, and we began to spend my money. Then we got drunk and thought we owned the town. We're in the jailhouse now. We're in the jailhouse now. Next day we wanted to go, but that old jailer, he said, no. We're in the jailhouse now. De-o-de-lay, o-de-lay. Oh, 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 yeah.
Oh, that was the magic of Doc Watson with the son Merle playing the slide guitar there, doing an old Jimmy Rogers song. Wasn't that good music? Just loved it. Doc Watson was a great performer, very entertaining, and everyone just loved him. Oh, let's hear a banjo tune from Ian Simpson and John Cain. This is A Snowy River Ride. Snowy River Ride by Ian Smith and John Cain. Ian is a lovely banjo player. He's got great sounding banjo there. Oh, let's listen to Frank Wakefield and Red Allen, the recordings from station WDON in 1963 with a couple of bluegrass classics, Poor Alan Smith, which is the typical bluegrass murder ballad that everyone talks about. We never did much of those with Hamilton County. We're probably not that much into murder over here, but Americans seem to do it pretty well. And I wonder if you feel the way I do bluegrass bands always mixed up love songs and murder ballads, which is an interesting combination. Here's from Frank Wakefield, Red Allen, Paul Allen Smith.
Blood marked the spot where poor Ellen was found. They picked up her body and off they did go to that lonesome old graveyard. I'll see her no more. I got a letter yesterday, I read it today. Said the flares on her grave had all faded away.
Frank Wakefield with some radio station recordings from 1963. Some good old-time bluegrass for you there, which you don't often hear these days. Let's have some gospel music from a band called Cedar Hill. The album is entitled Journey of Faith, and here's a Tim O'Brien tune called Climbing Up a Mountain.
Been climbing up a mountain since the day that I was born. It's been so long of a journey, and I feel kind of tired and worn, tired and worn, tired and worn. So long.
could see her. Even though those days are gone, days are gone,
days are gone,
days are gone,
days are gone.
I can see those eyes even though those days are gone. Always knew what I need to know, what I need to know,
what I need to know,
what I need to know. Just listen to your heart and you know what you need to know. Now the steps keep getting shorter as I get closer to the top, and I'm slowing way, way down now. And I don't want to have to stop, have to stop,
have to stop,
have to stop,
have to stop.
Getting closer and closer, and I don't want to have to stop. Now I'm walking all alone now, up high above the pines. I can turn. See what I left behind, left behind,
what I left behind,
well, they're all around me, all the things I left behind. I've been climbing up a mountain since the day that I was born. It's been so long of a journey.
Band called Cedar Hill with Climbing Up a Mountain. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and we're digging into the CDs at the back of the shelves and finding up with all sorts of gems. And next we've got coming up the Kentucky Bluebells, and this is a band of four young women, sort of one's at high school age and the other three are university age. All have played bluegrass music for most of their lives. They're banjo players and their guitarists and fiddle players. They don't have all the whole names here. Chloe is the banjo player. Ellie is the fiddle player. Andrea is a guitarist. And Amelia is the double bass player. And I can imagine these girls attracting a lot of attention at a bluegrass festival, not only because they're such a youthful bunch of nice young women, but they play some fine music, and we're going to hear a couple of tracks from this album. Carolina in the Pines, which is a Michael Martin Murphy song, and then My Old Kentucky Home, and just listen to how these girls play.
Thank you. we'll talk of trails we walked up far above the timberline. There are nights I only feel right, Carolina in the pines.
That's a Kentucky Bluebells, and you see what I mean. You'd enjoy them at a festival, wouldn't you? They play some great music and sing excellently together. And classic bluegrass from Kentucky played by a bunch of young women. Wonderful. Let's hear from one of my favourite fiddle players of all time, Kenny Baker. This is from an album called A Baker's Dozen. And it's a tune that Colleen Trenwith used to play a whole lot, called Doc Harris the Fisherman. It's got a lovely minorish quality to it. And it was just always good fun playing this tune. Kenny Baker wrote it for a friend of his who was called Dr. Harris. And he was a fisherman as well as being a doctor. So, well written tune.
Thank you.
Brings back some memories playing that tune, Doc Harris the Fisherman by Kenny Baker. Well, it's just about the end of the show. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed some of the music. We've got some great listeners all around the country with their access radio stations and all those all around the world listening on podcasts. I thank you very much for tuning in sometimes and hearing some music from the depths of the shelves at my place. And hope you enjoy my selections. Let's take it out with the Nashville Bluegrass Band, You Wouldn't Know Love.
Put my suitcase by the door, like every time before. You say, let's try once more. But now I know that love takes two to see it through. But these feelings that I have will never mean as much to you. You know a lot about a moonlit night, candlelight burning bright, and you know how to play the part, listening from the heart. But you turn each word against me like some lover's martial art. You wouldn't know love if it reached right out and held you. You wouldn't know love if it cried and walked the floor. You never know how hard I've tried to please you. You wouldn't know love if it was